Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the health benefits of peanuts in your diet. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Lindsay Wilson, dietetic intern with Mississippi State University Extension Office of Nutrition Education. And thank you for being with us today, Lindsay.
Thank you, Amy, for having me. I'm excited to be here to promote peanuts. Before we get started, I would like to make a quick disclaimer. With allergic reactions on the rise, I like to emphasize that before giving peanuts and peanut products to children, we should make sure that it is okay for them to eat. If you are unsure if your child is allergic, consult their physician.
Okay, that's a great point, Lindsay. And why should we be interested in peanuts?
There are so many reasons to bring awareness to the usefulness of peanuts and peanut products. For one, they are a Mississippi commodity. That means that they are one of the top agriculture products in Mississippi. Over the last 5 years, an average of 35,000 acres have been planted per year. And another fun fact, it takes 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. That's a lot of peanuts.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Now tell me more about peanut production in Mississippi.
Sure. Mississippi is part of the Southeast region of peanut growers. This region includes other states such as Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. In 2014, the Southeast region grew about 72% of the nation's entire crop of peanuts. The majority of peanuts grown in Mississippi are grown in the Delta region, and the most popular variety grown here is the runner peanut. It is mostly used for making peanut butter due to its delicious flavor and roasting. Many people believe that peanuts are grown from trees, but actually they're grown under the soil on a bushy plant.
Yes, that's very true. Now, what are the health benefits of peanuts?
So nutritionally speaking, peanuts are some of the most nutrient-dense nuts. They have the highest amount of protein per ounce than any other nut. Protein is important because it is a building block for muscle growth. They also contain heart-healthy fats and are very low in saturated fats. Diets that contain heart-healthy fats such as monounsaturated fats and low amount of saturated fats can reduce your overall risk of cardiovascular disease. That's a lot of good nutrition packed into a tiny peanut.
Wow, I was unaware that peanuts were so nutritious. I'll definitely be sure to include them more in my diet. What are some ways peanuts are used?
Peanuts can be eaten in the traditional southern ways, including roasted, boiled, or used in candy making such as peanut brittle. Peanuts are also processed into peanut butter, peanut flour, and peanut oil. As you can see, there are many uses for peanuts. In fact, peanuts are one of the most popular nuts in America.
Now, do you have any quick tips for those of us looking to incorporate peanuts into our diets?
Of course. So for breakfast, I usually like to have a bowl of oatmeal, and I like to swirl in a spoonful of peanut butter after it has cooked for some extra protein. I also like to use peanut butter in a dipping sauce for chicken. And for a quick snack, I will sometimes spread a small spoonful of chunky peanut butter on a whole wheat tortilla, add a peeled banana, and roll it up and then slice it. And also, bananas dipped in peanut butter and then rolled in shredded coconut and frozen are a good treat in the summer months.
That does sound delicious. Now, what about recipes that include peanuts? I would love to include peanuts in some more substantial meals.
Your local extension agent can provide you with many recipes, including Chinese chicken salad and a beef and cabbage stir fry with peanut sauce.
Okay, and those both sound really good too. Can you tell us more about where we can find information about peanuts?
Sure. We are on Facebook under Mississippi State University Extension, and our webpage is www.extension.msstate.edu. You can also contact your local extension agent to request more information or a cooking demonstration. On our webpage, just click on County Offices at the top right of the screen.
Okay, and today we've been speaking with Lindsay Wilson, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.